This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Once again, we're talking about weather. I've told you many times that I've jumped on this show that I feel like I am a weather person and I should be on the Weather Channel somewhere. And it's because I talk about what's happening in your backyard and mine, and we're concerned for our friends in Oklahoma. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, so we'll start there, and we're going to bounce into Washington and some other areas and some of the conversation that's happening in all kinds of backyards. But large and extremely dangerous, that's what it was described as, big, giant tornado rolled through, specifically Cole, Oklahoma. I know we got a lot of folks listening to us in the great state of Oklahoma, and it hit central, McLean counties in the central portion of the state. And so mostly through rural areas, but a trail of damage was left behind. And then you had southeastern Nebraska and western Iowa. They went through a tornado watch. And we knew this was happening. We knew that there was potential for some pretty nasty weather. And sure enough, there were power outages, 5,000 homes and businesses, pretty much near Cole, that very small town, lots of nasty thunderstorms. And as predicted, it definitely hit. Not too far, really. I look at a map, and I'm looking at a big red spot outside of Oklahoma City. So bat in the hatches. I mean, severe weather this year has been so destructive, awful, deadly. I mean, if I see one more photo of mangled cars and big concrete blocks and shattered wood and just people crawling through piles, it's so awful. And there have been 494 tornado reports so far. I'm keeping track of this stuff. In 2023, rather, that's nearly double the average at this point in the year. So many of the storms have happened, actually, which is so freaky, outside of Tornado Alley. Since I've lived in Tornado Alley, I've talked about this a lot. I get that, but now we're seeing how it's gone into other areas, like that EF4, for example, that went through Rolling Fork, Mississippi back in March, that killed 26 people and injured so many more. And then what has happened in Little Rock and Wynn, Arkansas, and so many people have been left homeless because of these crazy, crazy, crazy storms. In fact, I was looking at a map. I've got a map, and I put up a similar map to one I saw somewhere in something that I was looking at today. It was some paper of record or some website or something. And I have like sort of these red dots. And you look at the areas. I'm looking at parts of Texas. I'm looking at Mississippi, parts of Oklahoma, Alabama's gotten really rocked by it. You know, it's so many tornadoes. And the storms have had an incredible amount of moisture because you got snow, you got lots of rain, you got tornadoes in Los Angeles, for goodness sake. So unpredictable, I think that's been the word for the weather. Yes, we know we can get wicked weather. Yes, we know Mother Nature has those curveballs that she saves, but nothing like what we have seen, just absolutely crazy. Talking about crazy, this may be one of the saddest stories. Now we're seeing too much of this. I think about how many times I've been out somewhere out in a country area or, you know, in upstate New York, for example, growing up on that side of the country, or somewhere in Nebraska. I lived in Nebraska, or somewhere in California when I lived in California. And then the chilling story, and this is my point, the chilling story of this 20-year-old, Kaylin Gillis, who was killed after the car that she was in turned in the wrong driveway. And so the man who fatally shot her is in custody because the judge remanded him back to police custody. No bail. And how has this happened? So you got a guy, the 65-year-old Kevin Monahan, who fired two shots from his front porch into this car of this group of friends that were looking for a house in rural upstate New York. And they realized, oops, it's the wrong house. So they backed up to pull away, and then that's when the shots were fired. And Monahan faces second-degree murder in connection with this 20-year-old's death. He went into a courtroom, had a dark suit on. It was so odd. Had a dark suit on, tie, the whole thing, and he was shackled at the feet and around the waist. And prosecutors say that he was confrontational and his compulsive temperament should be taken into consideration, and requested that he be turned over to police custody without bail. And that's exactly what happened, even though his attorney argued he should be given pre-trial release. That did not happen. And this is a guy who's never been arrested, never been convicted in New York State, and has been a local resident for 30 years, in this place. So, I mean, what a sad, sad turn of events. But there has to be some justice for this 20-year-old. Seeing her father address the media and calling for justice and describing his daughter as a smart, kind, loving young woman who wanted to become a marine biologist or even a veterinarian. How sad is that? And he said, for this man to sit on his porch and just fire at a car with no threat angers me so badly, I just hope to God he dies in jail. That's what he said. He said, Kaylin deserves justice. And I think of many of you out there. Surely at some point in your life, when you're driving somewhere, whoops, I went down the wrong way, or I'm looking for somebody's house, and all these houses look alike, and you have to turn around, and you pull into a driveway and turn around. I guarantee you, my friends, of all the places I've lived, and I mentioned that, I have done that numerous times where I was close but on the wrong block or whatever it might be. And, boy, that, I think, is just the worst of the worst of so many of these crazy things that we've seen happen lately. Because no matter what happens, this young girl is gone. Her parents' lives, her serious boyfriend's life, and all the people around her have been affected forever, forever by this. And no matter what happens to him, you can't get her back. She does not come back to life. And it is one of the saddest, saddest things that I've heard in a very, very, very long, long time. All right, so many people still kind of reeling from what happened with Southwest Airlines the other day, because the concern is now we're coming into airline fares that have shot up because of inflation, and now we're coming into some of the busiest time of the year for people to fly, and you have Southwest Airlines that, the other day once again causes havoc in the skies because some kind of a strange mishap. So, again, with their computer system, and whether it's a vendor, because immediately they say it's a vendor. Well, it's their vendor. It's who they've reached out to. And can you imagine simply trying to get from point A to point B early in the morning, you're in the airport, everything's fine, and then poof, suddenly that havoc gets rained down on you in the very early part of your day. And that's what happened with all those cancellations and resets and everything else. So it's kind of good luck flying. You know, it's like you're rolling the dice and you don't know which way it's going to come up next. All right, we're talking about Taylor Swift, that is, for something she did that has nothing to do with singing next.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Right now, as of earlier today, I am a Swiftie. Do you know what a Swiftie is? It's these people that are just crazy about Taylor Swift. And if, especially if you have a daughter of Gregory, I know a lot of dads were taking their daughters to Taylor Swift concerts, and she's got a concert tour right now. She just, in fact, rolled through three huge dates in Tampa. It was just absolutely insane. But this isn't about her singing or about her effect on the music business or teenage girls. None of that. I found out today, and many of you may have found this out too, that Taylor Swift didn't sign a $100 million FTX sponsorship because she was the only one to ask about unregistered securities. So check this out. I mean, just $100 million. There were so many others. Tom Brady, Steph Curry. They're being sued for endorsing the now bankrupt crypto exchange, right? Because it became sexy for them to endorse it. And for Sam Bankman-Fried, he knew people follow celebrities. So there's this guy, Adam Moskovitz, who was on a podcast called The Scoop, and he was talking about the lawsuit, and he said the plaintiffs are seeking, of course, we know this, $5 billion from FTX's celebrity endorsers. That's the crypto exchange, including Shaquille O'Neal, Tom Brady, Larry David's on that list, too. And the lawyer says that the celebrities didn't do their due diligence to check whether FTX was breaking the law. And the one thing he said that was so interesting, and then this story broke out, is the one person that did was Taylor Swift, because she pulled out of the deal and never promoted the exchange, did not take the money, didn't, you know, ask a lot of questions. And this is interesting because her father used to work for Merrill Lynch. So when they started to discuss all this and the and what they wanted to do, FTX wanted to sponsor a tour in 2021. So, no, they said no thanks. And listen, they were going to sell tickets as NFTs, right? And so they thought it was too expensive from the beginning. They didn't like the whole crypto exchange thing, any of that. So no money, didn't do it, did their due diligence, much different than some of the others, and we'll see what happens, because this is a big lawsuit, and this is pulling in so many of those people that now that could kind of tweak what happens sometimes with endorsements, but we'll see. That's down the road. And you know the story. You all know the story about Sam Bankman-Fried. He's the founder and former CEO of this little game called FTX, where he was arrested in the Bahamas and faces 100 years in prison if found guilty of charges including securities fraud, money laundering, bribery, all kinds of things. So, boy, did she make the right decision to pull out of that deal. I mean, I just think it's great that she asked these questions, and it would have been so easy. And, of course, she makes tons of money and gets other endorsements and everything else. But it would have been so easy to just be like everybody else, like, yeah, yeah, sounds good. Hey, it's crypto's the new sexy. That's good. Dang. And didn't do it. So, yeah, I'm a Swiftie. I'm a Swiftie because of that, right? Very, very, very nice. All right, what isn't nice is this back and forth with the federal judge denying the Manhattan DA's request to block the House Republican subpoena of the ex-prosecutor. So check out the details on this. A federal judge on Wednesday denied that request by Alvin Bragg, we know his name now, for a temporary restraining order to stop this House Judiciary Committee subpoena of Mark Pomerantz, who is a former prosecutor. So the district judge, Mary K. Viscokel, said Pomerantz appear for a deposition as the House panel investigates Bragg's recent indictment of the former president, Trump. And Bragg's office said they're going to appeal, but on Wednesday night, the judge denied the request to pause her ruling while the appeal process plays out. In her ruling, she said she doesn't endorse the agenda of Bragg or the House Judiciary Committee and its chairman, Republican Representative Jim Jordan. So it was interesting because what she wrote was, in our federalist system, elected state and federal actors sometimes engage in political dogfights. Bragg complains of political interference in the local district attorney of New York case. But Bragg does not operate outside of the political arena. Bragg is presumptively acting in faith. He is an elected prosecutor in New York County with constituents, some of whom wish to see Bragg wield the force of law against the former president and a current candidate for the Republican presidential nomination. And then she went on to say Jordan, in turn, has initiated a political response to what he and some of his constituents view as a manifest abuse of power and nakedly political prosecution funded with federal money that has potential to interfere with the exercise of presidential duties and with an upcoming federal election. So this is interesting to follow this political theater of the judge and of the major players here. Sometimes I feel like when we're talking about anything politically speaking, and when it comes to law, that we're all in this play somehow, and it's Shakespearean. And I'm just waiting for these words, these old ye English words, to come out of the mouths and out of the rulings of some of these people. We live in a crazy, crazy time right now, right? And it is a big deal because this is going to get dragged out. All of this gets in the pile called 2024. So all the conversation and all of what's happening behind the curtain, I call it, is all well and good. But all of this pops out in front of us in 2024. And what happens in 2024? Well, it's the big stuff. It's the presidential election, right? And now if you look at polls on the Republican side, Donald Trump is doubling up DeSantis. Is doubling up DeSantis in the numbers. So the governor of Florida, who look like he had a real, you know, Ron DeSantis had a real run at this thing, isn't looking so good against the numbers of Donald Trump. And then there's the others. It's going to get interesting, my friends. It is. It's going to get very interesting once we dive in. And I'm not racing for us to get to 2024. I can't even believe we're almost staring down the barrel of May here soon. But once we get there, all of these things that we've talked about, these rulings, these possibilities, these lawsuits, all of this comes into play because then it'll come full circle and it'll play out legally. And will it have any kind of a dramatic effect or not on what we're on what we're seeing? And the answer is, I think we will. I think some of these cases will tilt in the political arena in one very big direction or the other, or maybe it'll be split depending on which lawsuit we're talking about. All right, this is interesting. Speaking of politics and political theater, you know, you see these commercials now for shingles, and they're actually kind of creative, where you see somebody who's in incredible superior shape and they're like mountain biking and doing flips, and then the commercial voiceover will say, shingles don't care that you're in good shape. And that, you know, the whole thing that we all, when you're over 50, have this time bomb called shingles that can explode inside you, and it's horrendous how badly some people get it and how they feel. And now there's shots for shingles, just like flu and just like other things that we have to deal with, right? So you have Dianne Feinstein, who has been in the Senate forever and has just basically disappeared. She's one of the oldest members of Congress at 89. She's been absent for over a month. She was hospitalized for shingles last month. So it's caused a delay in the Senate Judiciary Committee's ability to move forward with, guess what, coming full circle, judicial nominations. And it's causing some Democrats to call for her to step down. I mean, two-thirds of registered Democrats think that she should resign because of this ongoing absence from Congress because of shingles. And a new poll from The Economist and YouGov shows that most Americans and most Democrats think she should resign. 65% say she should. Only 18% think she should stay. Shingles could cost you your job. Even if you have been there rather long, what do you think happens? I think there's real pressure for her to resign. Coming up next, your thoughts on a plethora, I like that word, it's in the dictionary, of...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican Mike Johnson appears to need Democratic support to advance his foreign aid package. The House Speaker intends to schedule individual votes on aid allocations for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, along with a separate bill concerning the border.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job.
Some conservatives caution Johnson of potential consequences if he continues with his current strategy. Two out of the seven seated jurors in President Trump's hush money criminal trial are being dismissed from the panel. One was released after inquiries into his arrest record, while another was excused due to concerns about media exposure of her identity. Google is firing 28 employees following protests over labor conditions and the company's contract to supply cloud computing and AI services to the Israeli government and military. John Schaefer, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, thanks for all of your emails and a lot of you talking about this craziness with people getting in the wrong car and being shot, people going to a door accidentally getting shot, people being in a driveway trying to, whoops, I went into the wrong place, turn around, getting shot. It has been a really crazy 48 hours plus. So this one from Michael in Texas. Kate, it's a damn shame about this story of the two cheerleaders who were shot. They went to practice, and they unfortunately stopped to get something to eat. When they came out, they went into the wrong car in a grocery store parking lot and then apologized, got out of the car, and went into the right car. When they got into the right car, the 25-year-old's car, who they went inside of by accident, promptly went over to the window and started shooting them. Who in the hell does that? It is more than outrageous. And the serious injuries that have been sustained, from what I understand, by that one high school senior, it's a miracle that she's even alive. And what would make him do that? And now certainly it's prison time down the road, but it doesn't help these girls and the shock that they went into after what happened, especially to their friend. Yeah, you know, you're talking about in Elgin, Texas. This is where it happened, and you're right. It was two Texas cheerleaders. You're in Texas, so you probably really heard the story, but it was made national news. Very sad story. Peyton Washington was her name. I really went through and looked up a little bit about these girls and what happened, and she got some serious injuries. She was shot in the back and in a leg, and that's exactly how you described it. Michael, is what happened is that Pedro Rodriguez, his name is, he went over. They felt badly. They said, oh, geez, we're sorry. Get out of the car. Go to their other car, getting ready to take off. And then, boom, he comes over, pulls the gun, and starts to shoot. And they're, and the one girl's begging him, don't shoot us, don't shoot us. So she was from Round Rock, which is near Austin. Pretty serious injuries. They had to get her into a helicopter and get her as fast as they could to the hospital. And so she is in stable condition. That's good. In the ICU, but she's going to have a long road to recovery. They even set up a GoFundMe page for her. And the idea, and this just happened, right? The idea was to raise, just one day ago, to raise $250,000. And already it's well over $100,000. And the description, I thought, was, I'll just quickly say, I thought was interesting on the GoFundMe page. It says, three of our generals and one Red Angel were viciously shot at last night in a senseless and random act of violence. Peyton was shot twice, badly injured. She's in stable condition in the ICU and will have a long road to recovery. Please consider helping to ease the financial burden to this family and their medical expenses. We ask that you keep our athletes in your prayers at this very devastating time. I can't imagine all the people that would have gotten phone calls after this happened, thinking that how could this be? So, I mean, the community was so stunned. Of course, they have a vigil and are doing what they can, reaching out to the families, all of that. And, I mean, so outrageous and sickening. And there was a kind of a follow-up to that with so many of you, and this one was from Sam, who said, wow, I cannot believe the things that have happened with these young kids getting shot for reasons that should not have happened. At least it looks like some of them will survive. 16-year-old Ralph Jarl, Kate, I was looking up his story. He was shot twice, once in the head, because he knocked on the wrong door after being sent by his parents to get his siblings from a friend's house. Yeah, this is a really sad story. It was an 84-year-old man. So he's been charged with two felonies, and he just opened fire on the black teenager who rang his doorbell on the, you know, it was the wrong house. So he was charged with felony assault and armed criminal action, and one carries a life sentence if convicted. So, again, 84 years old. So Ralph Jarl, the news on him is that he's going to have a road to recovery too, but he's recovering from injuries at his house. So it was, again, a shocking thing that happened. He wanted to take his brothers home, and that's what he was sent to do, and just get back, and that's what he did. He was on his way to do. But he collapsed at the end of a family's driveway because he was seeking help from neighbors, because that's what happened when he got shot. He was shocked, obviously, in many ways, and they helped him. And so thank goodness. And, hey, look, the president called him and, you know, he sent hope for a swift recovery, all that kind of stuff. And I thought it was interesting what the former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords said from Arizona. You remember what happened to her. She was injured in a shooting. She was at a campaign rally in 2011, it was. And she said, as someone who is still recovering from a gunshot wound to the head, I am heartbroken. So, you know, here's the thing. Be careful out there. What, I mean, I said it already about making the wrong turns, about going to the wrong house. Just sad. I mean, there's the other side of that story. And we got so many more that were very similar to Michael and Sam. Okay, let's go to something else. How about this one? This one is from Randy, listening in Florida. In fact, he listens to us in Tallahassee. So how about that? Love our Tallahassee folks. Randy says, Kate, DeSantis has been let out of the box. Listen, I love living in Florida. I do. And I am a Republican. And I have voted for DeSantis as governor. But I don't know that I would think that he would make such a good president. He seems to be falling all over himself and making these ridiculous edicts that I think he thinks are going to sway people to somehow vote for him. I have no idea who's running his non-campaign campaign, but they're blowing it. I don't think he seems as attractive as maybe he once was to any of the Republican voters when it comes to what's happening probably in the primary, and maybe he'd be smart to not declare, because I don't know that he would do so well. I mean, listen, he may have some people in a straw poll that would vote for him, or some people in some other areas in how they do those primaries in New Hampshire, etc. But I got to believe that more people are watching some of the kookiness and the whole crazy fight with Disney, which makes really no sense, and some of the other things that he's done, they just are not floating. I don't think the rest of the country wants to become Florida. I don't think it's like, hey, see what's happening in Florida. This is what you can have, too. I think there is... Yeah, I think there's some real sloppiness when it comes to the way things are being run, but, I mean, that's so much part of this, right? And he hasn't declared officially, but look, he's going everywhere. Why is he traveling around the country? He didn't even have anything to say about Jacksonville and the flooding. He was really on the book tour campaign trail. You know, he just was in South Carolina and did a speech, and he talked about his record in Florida and talked about the future of the GOP as he sees it. So he's running, make no mistake about it. He just hasn't officially decided to do it because it makes no sense. He wouldn't take that time and do that. You know, he keeps going back to the whole COVID thing and saying when the world went crazy during COVID, when common sense suddenly became an uncommon virtue, we in Florida stood as a refuge of sanity, as a citadel for freedom for our people in our state throughout these United States and even for the people throughout the world. So when he goes back to that, he gets a lot of people on the bandwagon. But when he veers off into some other things, I think he starts to lose some of the potential people who could vote for him. Let's put it that way. I think we can squeeze another one in. We've got one from Franny who says, wow, my kids live in Oklahoma and Mississippi, Kate. I listen to you in the great state of California, and I'll tell you, I wish they would move closer to me, although we have our share of problems, certainly. But looking at what's happened, one of them dodged a tornado. Another one dealt with a tornado and a flood. And it just seems to me that these tornadoes are getting very tricky for the places where my kids reside. And you've talked about it on your show. Where do you go when there's a tornado? What's your safe zone? Where do you hide from these serious wind tunnels that can not only take your property, but they can take your life? It scares me to death every time I turn on the weather channel, frankly. Yeah, we're back to it again, too. I talked about this, Cole, Oklahoma, where they had a large and extremely dangerous tornado. I mean, and it was rolling. That, to me, that's what the scary part is how long it stays on the ground and how wide it is. All right, you can send me your thoughts 24/7. You know what to do. Go to kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Is absolutely the perfect time to update your beauty arsenal. We've been talking about it. This time around, dermatologist Dr. Michelle Henry joins us with tips, tricks, and the latest must-haves to get the appearance of longer, thicker, stronger, and healthier lashes all by yourself at home. Who doesn't want that? Dr. Henry, as always, thanks so much for joining us.
Of course, thank you for having me. And so I'm here on behalf of Olaplex. And Olaplex just launched a brand new product for your lashes called Olaplex Lash Bond Building Serum. And what it does is it targets the five top lash concerns without unwanted side effects. And those are lash length, volume and density, loss and shedding, dry and brittle lashes, and lack of natural curl and lift. And it contains a patented Olaplex bond building technology that helps support the skin barrier at the lash line to support a better environment for natural lash growth. Upon application, it delivers Olaplex peptide complex technology. And this is a proprietary peptide blend featuring an Olaplex exclusive peptide with red clover flower extract. And that supports the natural lash growth cycle and maintains an optimal environment to support lash retention for the look of longer, thicker, stronger, and fuller lashes. It also contains hyaluronic acid and biotin to promote healthy-looking, nourished lashes and reduce the appearance and feel of dry, brittle lashes. And you can get it online at Olaplex.com and Sephora.com for $68.
Wow, that sounds great. So do you have any other tips for lash maintenance?
So, you know, what I notice is that most people vigorously rub their faces and eyes, especially at night when they're removing their makeup or if they have seasonal allergies, and this can be really damaging. So you want to use really gentle motion, not pull or tug too hard on your lashes. This can really strip your lashes of their moisture and damage them. Also, lots of people use waterproof mascara, and waterproof mascara can really cling tightly to the lashes, and it's really tough to remove. And some of the formulations can even dehydrate your lashes, causing them to become really weak. So, you know, really to have healthy lashes, you want to take really great care of them, baby them, and pamper them to keep them safe.
Yeah, great information, Dr. Henry. As always, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, time for a little of this and a little of that. Just a quick aside. It's funny how, and guys, you can't relate to this, but, you know, listen, for so many women who wear mascara, that whole thing was waterproof, waterproof, waterproof. But for everybody, that whole thing of touching your eyes, bad for anybody to touch their eyes, rubbing your eyes, because of the possibility of everything you're touching with infections anyway. I had an eye doctor tell me that one time when I got this weird, luckily small, sty in my eye and could not get rid of it. And I was like, I'm healthy. What does this mean, doc? And he's like, look at your hands. What are you touching? We touch things all day long, and you probably touch your eyes and your face a lot. And so, you know, there you go. And then for women, you throw that in with keeping on the waterproof stuff and you're rubbing it, like she said. I think that's a great tip for anyone. Just keep your hands away from your face as much as possible because of what we do with our hands all day long. All right, a little of this, a little of that includes a couple of things that I think, you know, they go under the radar because of so many other important things that we're constantly talking about. But the cost of things, money, how about Netflix getting rid of the red envelopes. Wow, that's a slice of history. 25 years. I talked about it a lot the other day, and I can remember doing the envelope thing. I can remember getting those DVDs. I lived in my apartment in Dallas, and, you know, I'd be waiting, go out with my buddies and come back, and I'd be like, go get the mail, and then I'd have this movie. I'd have Patriot Games or and have, you know, whatever, waiting for me, just pile those babies up. And it was so easy because then you just throw them right back in the mail. And you could be the laziest person on the face of the earth, but boy, if you couldn't just get to the box and put them in, it was just a stroke of brilliance. But it is dead on arrival because now it's all about streaming, and the streaming wars continue as to, you know, what you're willing to pay for and everybody charging for everything. If you wanted to get a Tesla, and that was on your list, Tesla had to cut their prices again for the sixth time this year. So we're not even midway through the second quarter of this year. Their earnings dropped more than 20%. So Tesla is having what I would call a fire sale of sorts. Because trust me, it's not cheap, but it's cheaper than it was. And with that stock tanking, they got to sell more cars. So whatever it takes, that means they got to lower it. I mean, six times is a lot to do. They've cut the what they call the Model Y by $3,000 each, and the Model 3, the rear wheel drive is what they call it, Model 3, by 2,000, so that car is under 40,000. And, you know, it's interesting to watch what's happening with electric cars because EV, so much conversation about that. But I think there's still concerns about how far can you go on the battery, what happens, especially in cold weather places, and there's various things that you have to deal with, and not everybody's on board, although you certainly see, I think it's still rural area, suburban area, in the city. You definitely are seeing more electric cars pop up. And with prices dropping, that may help some people when they're saving their pennies and going for their next car. What is that car going to be? And I think it depends on your philosophy, right? Do you keep a car until the wheels fall off? Most of my friends, whether they have some money or don't have some money or they're kind of, you know, in between, whatever they are, they subscribe to the theory that it's just such a loss leader that they'll just drive. They'll have the greatest mechanic. They'll just drive till the wheels fall off. So, you know, I don't know with electric cars. What is the lifespan And then the concern about the batteries and on and on and on and on and on. You know, the list goes. So just one of the things that is still and constantly being talked about in the United States and other places. All right, Alec Baldwin in the movie Rust, after a couple of years, because it's been a couple of years, it's going to restart filming after that, remember, prop gun shooting death of Helena Hutchins. That was so awful that happened in New Mexico. Now they're going to resume in Montana, and he's going to continue, Alec Baldwin, to be the lead actor and co-producer and, you know, all of that. They finalized, the production company, finalized a settlement with New Mexico workplace safety regulators over serious violations. They agreed to a $100,000 fine and a safety review and whatnot. It was October 2021 when she was killed. And, you know, the... there's still suits going on, lawsuits going on, obviously, and there's the legal action, and you still have Alec Baldwin, who said the gun went off accidentally. He didn't pull the trigger. You have an FBI forensic report that found the weapon could not have fired unless the trigger was pulled. So there's all of these details of what happens. Very sad, 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 sad story. But this movie is going forward, and apparently they're going to also do a documentary about her life that's going to be filmed simultaneously with Rust being filmed. So you wonder what that would be like on that set. Again, after this all this time and the things that have happened as a result of it. Sad story here about a K-pop group member. This group, very popular with lots of teenagers across the U.S. and across the world. Moonbin, who was a member of K-pop, just 25 years old, he was found dead at his home in Seoul, South Korea, and just sudden death was confirmed by the label. They don't know any more details. They're not releasing any more details at this point, just to say that they're mourning and they're in shock, and there's lots of sadness, and that he was loved by fans more than anyone else. They haven't determined the cause of death. It's pending an autopsy, and they asked that people refrain from speculative and malicious reports, because of course the rumors immediately start to flow that he died by suicide. It was all over online, and that was fueled by a statement from a local police officer that was reported in South Korean media. But they're saying, you know, wait until this autopsy, please. All right, my friends, thanks for listening to this hour of the show. A tip of the cap to Nathan Reeder for his excellent work on the technicals. Be safe, be sane. This is the way.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.